reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses spoke to the people and said, "Now, Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I'm teaching you to observe, that you may live and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your forebears, is giving you. Therefore, I teach you the statutes and decrees as the Lord my God has commanded me, that you may observe them in the land you are entering to occupy. Observe them carefully, for thus will you give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations, who will hear all of these statutes and say, 'This great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people.' For what great nation is there that has gods so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? Or what great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law which I'm setting before you today? However, take care and be earnestly on your guard not to forget the things which your own eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your memory as long as you live, but teach them to your children and to your children's children." The word of the Lord. Give evidence of your wisdom. What a powerful phrase. What does it mean for us to live our lives giving evidence to our wisdom? It's one of the most powerful stories of faith, rootedness in God and martyrdom, that we celebrate today on this memorial of two women saints of the earliest days of the church, Saints Perpetua and Felicity. Felicity was the servant of Perpetua. Both of them faced death with unbelievable, incredible faith. Perpetua's son, thanks be to God, was able to be given over to safe hands before her martyrdom, while Felicita, who was 8 months pregnant and went into early labor, was also able to entrust her daughter to a Christian family. And with that, the two of them stepped forward to give their lives over as a witness to Christ. What an incredible paschal symbol. These two women face death by courageously giving life. It's a powerful icon of Jesus' final days as well, as he gathers with his friends and says, "My friends, take this. This is my body. This is my blood. Do this in memory of me." In our first reading from Deuteronomy, Moses says, "Hear the statutes and decrees that I am teaching you, that you may live." And then Moses continues with words that have probably given hope and support to many martyrs over the centuries. Says Moses, "Give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations." Give evidence. Give witness to your wisdom. Isn't that our task today, brothers and sisters? Isn't that what it means to live our Christianity in the public realm? Giving evidence of our wisdom? Jesus calls us to follow him along the way, and as we walk with him, he teaches us how to witness to the wisdom of God. When Perpetua was questioned by the Roman council in Carthage, her only response was, "I am a Christian." These two women stood solidly in their truth, and their truth continues to echo throughout almost 2,000 years of Christian witness. Whoever obeys and teaches these commandments, says Jesus, will be called the greatest in the kingdom of God. The image of young students standing up to gun violence in Florida is clearly one way that we can obey and teach the commandments today in our own times. Thou shalt not kill. Death shows its ugly face in so many ways today. Gun violence, war, poverty, greed, injustice. Children dying in bombings in Syria, while Russia, North Korea, and the United States just keep spending more and more money on weapons. Moses, however, speaks a different word. He speaks a word of hope for the future. Hear, that you may live, and give evidence of your wisdom. Give evidence of your wisdom. Saints Perpetua and Felicity, pray for us.